Welcome to Lead with Hope, connecting you to your higher purpose and mission in life. For those who felt like they've never quite fit in, who crave deeper conversations and inward exploration, who see a more intricate pattern than we have been led to believe. Hear a new conversation, explore your own spiritual catalyst, and try on some essential oils for living a more centered, connected, and meaningful life. Let's pave the way and be the change we want to see. It's time for our awakening. Hi, friends, and welcome to your intuitive essential oil reading for January the 14th, 2019. Third week into the year, it has begun. So if you are new to this intuitive essential oil process, and in fact, this is our very first video, our very first intuitive week, I recommend that you just take a little look at our welcome video on our YouTube channel to get a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of a understanding of the vibe, as it were, and what we're doing here. And of course, I'll explain a little bit into this video because we're getting into things, aren't we? So what I've done today is I've set the intention of wanting to choose an essential oil that I can share with you that has properties that are going to help serve you this week, the week of the 14th of January, 2019. And in what way? We will see. You will be guided. Of course, with any essential oil that I select, please make sure that it is suitable for you and your body. And if any other questions sort of pertaining to actually using essential oil, you can get in touch with me, support@hopebottles.com. Or you simply might use this video as a way of sort of triggering or bringing to your attention some ways to be personally reflective this week. And, you know, perhaps you're looking at ways to, you know, for your personal, spiritual, emotional development. I mean, that's the fun of life, right? That's what we're here for. Well, at least I am. So, beautifuls, this week, the selection that I have intuitively selected, that being I've set the intention to choose an oil to serve your highest purpose this week. And my knowing that I have developed and that I invite you to develop yourself with all things in life has brought to us, as it were, the beautiful oil of cedarwood. Now, it's really interesting that cedarwood is the very first essential oil that we have chosen for this intuitive reading, because cedarwood is actually the essential oil for community. That's one of like its emotional properties. So if you're using cedarwood this week, thinking about the emotional benefits, and perhaps I've chosen this oil because when we evoke cedarwood, sometimes people may be in need of it. If you're finding it really hard to reach out to your family or your friends, perhaps you are in need of something, or maybe they're in need of something and you're not practiced enough with connecting with your social community, your friends and family, sort of in that emotional way, if that makes sense. It'll make sense if if you've gone, oh, I know what you mean. So it's really, really good to create a sense of community. So if you've got a project, I mean, we're starting 2019, right? If you've got a project on the boil, if you are working with people or partnering with people, it's beautiful to bring cedarwood out to help foster that sense of community. And I'm just going to check my notes here. Oh, yes. Cedarwood, like when we talk about the sense of community, think about what that is. It's like a sense of belonging, right? Cedarwood really helps us to open up our hearts. And interestingly enough, he's a very grounding oil. He's sturdy. He's steadfast. He's all-knowing. He's ancient. There is that kind of wisdom to him. And yet, if you know, if a cedarwood personality gets out of balance, they can be very kind of hard to deal with. So maybe that's speaking to who you see yourself as, or maybe somebody in your life that you're having a hard time dealing with. Maybe we need to evoke some cedarwood this week, you know, from your day to day to help with your interactions with those people. Cedarwood as well, the emotional profile, the emotional properties, is that there is an element of asking about financial issues. So perhaps you need to get better at reaching out and talking to people and asking for help in terms of your financial issues. Maybe there's something there with your tax or your finances that needs to be looking at. And because you have this sense of individuality, like you find it hard to reach out for help, you find it hard to ask for help, and that's coming from a little bit of a place of, well, shouldn't I be able to do this on my own? Shouldn't I be able to look after myself? And cedarwood reminds us that there's no harm. There's no harm in reaching out for help, and that's the whole point. You know, particularly around your finances, like that's the whole point about life, is that there are people who are good at things. There are people who are good, you know, become accountants for a reason. I got a D in math. I'm not doing my own accounting. I'm reaching out to somebody to help with that. Cedarwood is actually also really beautiful. Interestingly enough, if we evoke it for, you know, perhaps there are quote unquote darker elements of ourselves or our personality or the personality of people around us. You know, one of the things cedarwood can really help with is if you're the kind of person that gets a little bit too stuck in your ways, you know, you're the kind of person who has a chair at home and that's your chair. You're the only person who sits in it, or you know, the oven needs to be put on a certain way. Things need to be folded and stored in a certain way, and you get kind of very rigid. Cedarwood, he can really help you relax a little bit on that front if that's something that you're struggling with or somebody in your life is struggling with. And struggling's maybe not the right word I'm looking for here. It's more if you've noticed this aspect of yourself and it's just making your life difficult, or perhaps you have people in your life who've asked you, can you just relax a little bit on the, you know, having to have it that way, then perhaps cedarwood can help us explore that element of ourselves. The other really interesting thing that cedarwood is beautiful for is, even though he is very grounding, like we may feel like he's earthy at first, in fact, he does have that ancient wisdom to him that he really is a connection to the divine. So if you are doing any kind of energy work, if you're working with your chakras this week, doing any form of personal reflection or meditations, then cedarwood's going to be really beautiful to help with that connection to the divine. And in fact, if you're looking for guidance, perhaps not just from your physical community, but perhaps your spiritual community, then cedarwood is the one we want to bring this week. And so we can put him on our sixth and seventh chakras. Well, all right, beautifuls. I hope you have fun playing around with cedarwood this week. If that has, you know, sparked a thought, if you experienced something with this oil this week, I would love to hear in the comments below of this video, on this video on YouTube. Please subscribe on YouTube to get your intuitive reading every week. If you would like a free personal intuitive essential oil reading, you can head on over to hopebottles.com. Just sign up for our newsletter list and our gift to you is a free reading, which, you know, you're welcome. All right, friends, thank you so much for watching or listening. The divine in me bows to the divine in you. Namaste.
Note for listeners, I'm a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. This podcast is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the Federal Drug Administration. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Any information relating to the topic of aromatherapy and essential oils is in the context of the study of aromatherapy from multiple international perspectives and the multiple approaches to aromatherapy and essential oil use internationally. No reliance should be placed on information contained or to be implied or inferred from this podcast. Information relating to your personal use of an essential oil may differ in a clinical setting or when purchasing a product and may vary region to region. While this podcast endeavors to provide accurate and helpful information to listeners, this podcast cannot take into account individual circumstances and is not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice from a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided.